KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's partly cloudy and 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Sheriff's officials in Adams County report a Taylor County man was arrested Saturday night following a report about a possible intoxicated driver that was potentially entering Adams County. The vehicle was reported at around 11 p.m. to be traveling on Highway 148 near the Adams-Cass County line, and that two children were in the vehicle, and the situation had turned into a rolling domestic. The Cass County Sheriff's Office advised Adams County they'd received a 911 call that pinged near the Adams-Cass County line. Adams County deputies located the suspected vehicle near the intersection of Highway 148 and 125th Street, and upon further investigation, 46-year-old Brian Spooner of Newmarket was arrested for interference with official acts. The case remains under investigation with additional charges pending. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports also a man from Pleasantville was arrested last Thursday night on a drug charge. 18-year-old Brant Bacon was arrested around 10:30 p.m. following a traffic stop for speeding. Upon further investigation, it was learned Bacon was allegedly in possession of a controlled substance, and he was cited for speeding. Members of the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will hold their regular monthly meeting this evening beginning at 5:15 in the City Council's chambers at City Hall. The meeting will begin with a closed session to evaluate the professional competency of an individual whose appointment, hiring, performance, or discharge, quote-unquote, is being considered in accordance with Iowa code. When the board returns to an open meeting, they're expected to receive updates on the Shelburg Recreation Area Development Project, the East Ridge Washout Repair, and Sunnyside Park entry sign. Interim Parks Director Bryant Rasmussen will also update the board on the Shulberg Docks and Dog Park that were damaged during the flood. He's also expected to note that Sunnyside Pool is open for the season and remind the board about the Shulberg Park Community Playground build near the Rotary Shelter, which is set for June 21st and 22nd. Volunteers are still needed to help build the playground on June 21st and 22nd. There will be two shifts each day from 8 a.m. to noon and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., and lunch will be provided. Rasmussen will also report on the 4th annual block party that was held June 1st at Sunnyside Park and on prairie plants transplanted in the Bull Creek Pathway. At least three area school district boards of education will hold their regular monthly meetings this evening. In Griswold, the board meeting gets underway at 5:30 in the middle school high school library. The CAM school board meets at 6:30 p.m. in the high school media center. And the Audubon school board meets in their boardroom at the high school beginning at 7 p.m. Now, the Griswold school board is scheduled to receive an update from KPE Architects and or Estes Construction with regard to the district's new facilities. They're also expected to act on approving a resolution of intent to sell the Elliott Building, a resolution approving the deed and authorizing delivery for the Lewis Building, approving the emergency operations plan and esports team proposal, various bids for 2019-20 and approval of city agreements, and a continued school resource officer or SRO contract. The CAM school board will consider a bid for a new school bus during their meeting, along with increasing a middle school student council's pay, sponsor pay. They'll discuss facility projects and consider an agreement with Casey Computing for the 2019-2020 school year. And other matters include discussion and or action on a concussion protocol resolution and district emergency plan. And in Audubon, their school board will act tonight on approving the emergency management plan, issuing an invitation to the Exira EHK district to join the wrestling program, approving a sharing agreement for human resources with the Coon Rapids Bayard School District, approving the sale of surplus property, and various personnel matters. And a nationwide study shows Iowans are at an increased risk of health effects from nitrate exposure. Researchers with the Environmental Working Group in Duke University estimate as many as 12,000 cancer cases each year nationwide may be linked to nitrates in drinking water. Alexis Temkin is one of the authors of the paper that's published in the journal Environmental Research. Temkin says,
so we tried to look at the rates and saw that states like California and Iowa had some of the higher rates, where we know that there's a lot of agricultural practices and definitely many communities that can be affected by elevated nitrate levels.
The current federal limit on nitrates in drinking water is 10 parts per million, but recent studies suggest the risk of certain cancers and birth defects increases even at lower levels. Temkin says she and her co-authors tallied the potential cases.
We found that typically there could be sort of a large public health impact occurring at levels that are below the current legal standard.
Temkin says agricultural states like Iowa and California are at greater risk due to the use of nitrate-rich fertilizer and manure. In our funeral announcements, Kenneth Bowl, age 76 of Manila, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Kenneth Bowl will be this morning at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Bryland Erb, the two-year-old son of Rhonda Erb of Greenfield, died June the 10th at Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Bryland Erb will be today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Francis Jensen, age 87, who's formerly of Shelby, died Thursday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Francis Jensen will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Dorothy Gall, age 94 of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial for Dorothy Gall will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Douglas Twigg, age 71 of Panora, died Friday. Funeral services for Doug Twigg will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twigg Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Thomas Ludwig, age 72 of Harlan, died Wednesday at CCMH. A mass of Christian burial for Thomas Ludwig will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Sue Stifler, age 74 of Exira, died June 2nd at Exira Care Center. A celebration of life memorial gathering for Sue Stifler will be held on June 22nd from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Dale Haynes, age 70, who's formerly of Oakland, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Dale Haynes will be held on July 6th at 10:30 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Gary Sheridan, age 78, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. Private family graveside services with military rites by the Atlantic Color Guard will be held for Gary Sheridan. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Kay Kenzie, age 72 of Atlantic, died Sunday at CCMH. Services for Kay Kenzie are pending in Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Christopher Tucker, age 47 of Rural Bridgewater, died Sunday. Funeral services for Christopher Tucker are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Mavis Dannenberg, age 98 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Services for Mavis Dannenberg are pending in Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Richard Martison, age 72 of Elkhorn, died Friday at CCMH. Services for Richard Martison are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.